Hello, everybody. Ari Zucker here, and welcome back to Everything from A to Z. And today, I think this is so important because I've been getting so many responses about standing up for yourself. So I want to focus on what it means to stand up for yourself because there are so many elements and details that are so important as a person, as a human, on how to collect yourself, collect your thoughts. And I'm just going to give some examples today because and with some answers at the end of this podcast of what or things you can ask yourself, I should say. So there's basically two ways of standing up for yourself, right? You can stand up for yourself out of reaction, vindictiveness, anger, resentment, or malice, or you can stand up for yourself through response, authenticity, truth, love, or an honest belief system that you truly believe is right. That is the one I like to focus on. There are a lot of people out there that stand up for themselves doing it in a reactive way, which is not the way I suggest, but we'll walk through it. So I found through the years that it's easier to stand up for others and advocate for animals or children or elderly. And it's so much more difficult to stand up for yourself, depending on your circumstances. For example, in recent months, like I said, I have worked with people who find it difficult to stand up for themselves in a relationship and not allowing themselves to be bullied or abused. And of course, there is more to this when it comes to children because, a child's situation is typically out of their control until they become an adult. But when you do become an adult, sort of how to take the situation that happened for you and turn it into a powerful way of being, right? In a way that you can serve others who have been through a similar situation. But that's a different podcast. When we allow someone to emotionally break us down or influence our mindset by using fear and using fear tactics that do not serve us or benefit our life, we are allowing ourselves to suffer, to be depressed, and basically not live a life that brings us joy and fulfillment. And this is an age-old saying and maybe annoying for a lot of you. And that's okay, but it couldn't be truer. It is so much easier to live in misery than it is to be happy, meaning we would rather live in the fear we know than be happy in the unknown. But it is the unknown that actually serves us. It is the unknown that will teach us things about ourselves that we didn't know. It is the unknown that forces us to find our true unique potentials so that we can enrich ourselves and our future ahead. It's easier said than done. Yes, I know. I never thought I had the power to speak up for myself, ever. I was a very meek, quiet child. I know that sounds surprising. And speaking up for myself when it was the right thing to do, there's no way I could have done it. You have to find perspective, though. So I want to circle back around to what I said at the beginning. If you stand up for a cause with vindictiveness, anger, resentment, or malice, you will find, sure, there'll be people who will jump on your bandwagon, but many will see you as a victim. And so you never really get your point across. You never really truly find authenticity on what you are standing up for. And the whole point of standing up for yourself or your cause is because it's well thought out and well articulated. You must take the time and have the patience to vindicate yourself by creating a plan. And I know this sounds crazy. I know it does. It's not easy to escape an abusive relationship once you have gotten in way too deep. It is not easy to help people in need escape a dire situation without a well thought out, heartfelt plan. It is not easy to rescue an animal from an owner who is abusive without a well thought out plan to get that person to understand why they should surrender that animal. Unfortunately, being the hero for yourself takes time, courage, vulnerability, and patience. And when you have this you will see that God or the universe or energy or whatever it is you believe in will provide for you. But you have to put the effort in. You have to think clearly. You have to find clarity. There are so many steps that each person has to take individually to do what is best for them. And as long as you are doing everything in your power to do the right thing for you, that's all that matters. Just make sure you have clarity, like I said, about who you want to be and the relationship and boundaries that you are creating for yourself. So with all that being said, here are a few tips on working out how to stand up for yourself and create boundaries for you. First, you have got to understand that your authenticity lies within you. If you know you have authenticity, you have to understand what that means. Authenticity means finding the true you, who you are, who you want people to see you as. Identify, number two, identify what you feel you need and what you stand for. Make sure it is well thought out. Make sure, number three, you come from a place of responding, not reacting. Number four, you have to create a plan that benefits and serves what you are standing up for so that your truth is factual and honest. I know many people have asked me and shared with me and through many things that I've either stood up for or done in my life or advocated for. It's been an outpour of just kindness and positivity and growth. And I'm so grateful for those who have definitely reached out to me. It's truly amazing because I know that the people that are reaching out are probably those who feel that they need this in their lives as well. It takes a lot to do the right thing. It takes a lot to be honest. It takes a lot to be courageous, and it takes a lot to be vulnerable. And if you can find those things within you, that is what will create that strength and that empowerment as a person, as an individual, to be able to stand up for yourself. But it's got to come from an authentic place, an honest place, a truthful place. I cannot repeat that enough. Because if you're not, it will fall apart. If you don't know what you're standing up for, if you haven't done your research, depending on what you want to stand up for, do your homework. Don't just rely on things around you that maybe you're uncertain about and you just decided to jump on someone else's bandwagon. Do your homework so that you really find your authenticity to creating a change for yourself to better serve your environment around you. And I will say this before I close the show today. If you have been through a traumatic experience in your life and you are looking for ways to move forward, I am available to guide you through creating a life you imagine. So if you want to hear or see more content from me, you can follow me on Instagram at Aloha Life Coaching or TikTok at Aloha Life 22 and also my website, arianzucker.com. We also have our alohalifecoaching.com. We have so much content, so many things. You could subscribe to our website at alohalifecoaching.com and get subscription emails with, you know, tips and things to help you move forward in your life. There's a lot of free stuff out there, including this podcast. So I hope you take advantage of all the opportunities that you have to create a life that you imagine. So thank you for listening. And if you have any thoughts or things that you'd like me to talk about, you can also email me as well at info@alohalifecoaching.com. All right. So good luck. Wishing you well. Make sure you have that patience this year. Remember, patience and observation is the way to go. 2024, patience and observation. And I will see you next time.